진짜
Granny gonna get her cookies this time? That's what you want me to do? That's old Granny. They call me Granny. Oh, my goodness. Sakes alive. That's it. That's it. Then you'll know which angle. So you can go in. Don't worry. There she goes. Okay. Now that feels good. Ooh. I like that. Ooh. That's wild.
It's shaking me to pieces. Oh, should I get it? Oh, baby, I'm gonna get it!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat the boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape you.
They're gonna take turns raping you. I can't think of a more horrifying situation than being raped by not one, but two elderly women. Hey, Freaks, Demented with you back for your Wednesday show. A very rare Sextastic Wednesday is on deck because, you know, I did a best of show yesterday. I was just spread too thin. I literally didn't have time to catch my breath or jerk off. Jerking off would have took precedence, in my opinion, because really, you just have to just release sometimes all the demons, all the evil inside of you. And there's a lot of evil inside of me. I can produce. I love Sextastic Tuesdays or Wednesdays in this case. It really gives me a chance to express myself in a sexual way. I am a very sexual being. It's one of the many reasons why I'm recording the show in the nude today. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You want to see my breasts? You want me to turn on my webcam and I'll show you my titties? And I'll push them together like you're sticking your dick in between them. I want to see that cockhead slide in and out. Yeah? You're going to come for me? You're going to come on my chin?
That's really how I think girls talk during sex. That's sexy talk, right? I have no idea why anyone would want to have sex with me.
I would still so fuck that tiny dick faggot because he kind of has a cute face.
Thank you, Joey. I appreciate that, kind of. What?
I would still so fuck that tiny dick faggot because he kind of has a cute face.
What a great quote from Joey D. Let's get into Sextastic Wednesday. I got it out though, right? Did you guys hear that? I kind of fucked up the word sextastic. Sextastic Wednesday. This is a stupid bit where I try to find poorly written or disgusting or just strange sex stories. There are just so many, millions of pieces of erotic fiction online. Not all of them are gems. And the ones that are really bad are featured on Sextastic Tuesday. That's what I'm looking for. So if you run across a sex story that's particularly bad or disgusting, email it to me. And maybe it'll pop up on an upcoming Sextastic Tuesday. As for right now, though, let's get into this week's story.
It's Sextastic.
All right. Today's story is just a clusterfuck. It involves a French woman, and her name is... Nesta Louver, something. We're going to call her Louver. Nesta Louver.
not going to be going through this whole story with a French accent because I can't do it. All right, so she's a young French woman who just moved to New York. And that's where she meets John Onassis and his friend, Ms. Elliot. All right, and that's where we pick up on the story. So they met each other the next day in Central Park. When Nesta spotted John O, that's what he, John Onassis likes to be called John O. When Nesta spotted John O and Ms. Elliot on a bench a little ways off, she started skipping towards them. When she was there, finally, she smiled and said, "Pleased to meet you, Ms. Elliot," and stuck out a hand for a handshake. She couldn't help but notice how supple and silky Ms. Elliot's hands were. So there's going to be some lesbian shit going down. That soft, supple hand's going to be wrist deep in her cunt in a matter of minutes. Sextastic Tuesday. How good they would feel against her skin, she thought. Earlier in her teen years, Nesta had dabbled in lesbianism here and there, usually involving a hit of E and a guy watching, but she was very curious. Miss Elliot grinned and winked. Likewise. Fuck me! Stick your clit between my titties! I couldn't figure out what a girl would stick in between another girl's tits. Big clit. Sure. I have no idea how the female anatomy works. I've seen China's clit. She can totally stick it in between breasts. Get off. All right. John O and Nesta and Elliot strolled along the park, rollerblader. What? Rollerblader and little children running by while John O and Elliot asked about Nesta's life before New York. Several hours later, Nesta says over the loud buzzing of the crowd, "I need to pee!" She's so tell it like it is. Would you say that in front of, like, people you just met? I guess it's not that big of a deal. Laughing, Ms. Elliot said she'll show Nesta the bathroom and then opened her mouth. It's right here. While walking to the bathroom, Nesta couldn't help but think about how touchy-feely Elliot was being on the dance floor. What? Apparently they went dancing. I skip over a lot of this shit. Well, if it's not directly related to sex, like, who the fuck cares if they're walking in Central Park or on a dance floor? Whatever. Her hands grazing against her nipples. Whoa. She wasn't wearing a bra, just a sheer tank top. And her ass several times, forever grinding her hips into hers. Oh, well. As they walked into the dimly lit ladies' room, they noticed no one is in there. They're completely alone. Both now giggling like little schoolgirls. Of course, after that many drinks, anyone would be laughing. They enter a stall. The same stall. Let's piss together. You sit on my lap and just aim. They were staring into each other's eyes and got... How romantic. A girl's restroom. A stall. There's a toilet there. That's it. They were staring into each other's eyes and got kind of nervous being in the same stall and all. Well, didn't you have to pee? Asked Elliot. Nesta blushed and looked at her feet. Oh, right. Yeah, she said, trying to get her panties off. But she was too nervous and drunk to succeed. Well, I'll help you with that, said Elliot. And she got on her knees and pulled Nesta's panties down, tickling her clit with her fingernail. Now, ladies, I don't think that would feel good. Fingernails are not good when it comes to sex, right? You don't want to feel fingernails in your ass, in your pussy, or your clit. It just is too sharp, too hard, you know? I don't think fingernails are good. All of a sudden, the door flew open and Jana was standing there. They realized they'd forgotten to close the stall door, and now it was too late. For a moment, he looked shocked, but he quickly recovered, and his expression turned into a grin. You girls having fun in there? Why is he in the women's restroom? He chuckled, looking at Elliot's shocked face. We just uttered Nesta, and Jono laughed. You don't mind if I join in, do you? Nesta was surprised, but hey, she was new here, so why not try different things? All right, she said, and she blushed again. Jono got inside and closed their stall. They were now quite close to each other, and Nesta has her panties halfway down to her knees. Jono unzipped and whipped out the biggest, most luscious, smooth, throbbing, hard, pink, straight-up donkey dong the both have ever laid eyes on. Luscious dick. They were shocked, mouths hanging open, leaning up against the toilet. Nesta, like, she's losing her balance. She's mesmerized by this cock. She's getting woozy looking at this big thing. Whoa. All right. Yeah, they were shocked, mouths hanging open. Nesta uttered, oh my God, in French. It's at least 20 inches long. What? 20 inches long? An 8-inch girth. That's incredible. Indeed. Then all of a sudden, Jono slashed their wrists. Wait a second. The story is taking a weird turn, and I'm finally interested, right? I was getting ready to take a nap. All right. All right, so Jono whips out a 20-inch long, 8-inch girth dick. Then, all of a sudden, Jono slashed their wrist with a razor blade, dumped GHB in the wounds, and cackled evilly as the two hot and now unconscious babes slipped into a hazy oblivion. He looked over at Nesta's cunt and lowered himself onto her. He pushed his big cock inside her and started pounding her tight, wet cunt. When he was about to come, he pulled out and turned to Elliot. Her mouth was hanging half open, well, you know, drool and shit. And so he opened it a little bit more, and or a lot more, for a 20-inch cock, Jesus Christ, and shoved his cock, now covered with Nez's juices, into her mouth. This is what I don't understand. Why did he drug the girls? They were totally into it. You know what I mean? There's no reason. All right. He just wanted to pound their tight, wet cunts, unconscious. All right, where are we at here? So, yeah, Nez's juices were all over his dick, pushed it into Elliot's mouth. Holding the back of her head, he thrust it in and out of her skull, feeling her throat constrict around his massive, veiny monster cock. I thought it was smooth, not veiny. Consistency! Jesus Christ, these authors are awful. Then the monster cock, Jono, rolled them both over, now filled with his seed, bellies down, and caressed their ass cheeks. He spread Nesta's supple, velvety ass apart as he licked at her pink sphincter. That's a risky... that's some risky business, because if she's unconscious, she has no control of what's going on. You know, if there's a turd in there, she's not conscious enough to, you know, close down the hatch door. You know what I mean? Like, clamp that shit down. He stretched apart and a massive amount of gas blew in his face. See what I mean? Exactly. This is what I wish I was there to warn this guy. He kept stretching until her ass was bleeding and her prostate was dangling out while nibbling on her prostate and stretching her ass further apart. He saw something. Wait a second. I'm going to fucking lose it here in a second. It's going to be another one of those type of stories. So wait a second. I don't know how he did it, but he discovered this chick's prostate. All right, where are we at here? He stretched it apart, and a massive amount of gas blew in his face. He kept stretching until her ass was bleeding, and her prostate was dangling out. This guy has no idea how anatomy works. While nibbling on her prostate and stretching her ass further apart, he saw something hard sticking out of her vagina. Or her vagina, we should say. What? Sticking out of her vagina, or her vagina, like in all caps and in quotation marks, we should say. He peered into the wet bat cave and saw a micro penis growing from one of the walls. Shocked, he screamed as if it were bloody murder. This woke Elliot up, and she stomped on his skull. Unconscious, she woke the in-great-pain Nesta up, and they stuffed his head in the toilet and flushed while playing with his asshole in the blood-filled stall. Sticking her middle finger up and out, Elliot pounded it into Jono's tight virgin asshole, or so he says virgin. I don't know. While he slowly suffocated in the toilet bowl. The two ladies were so aroused by all the blood and playing with Jono's ass, they licked up some blood and kissed each other. Nesta reached over and pushed her blood-covered finger into Elliot's cunt, stimulating her micropenis. Elliot got Jono's head out of the bowl and pushed it into her cunt. Nesta was still eating and prodding his ass, and while he struggled, he was actually enjoying it. He had fantasized about rape before, but surely not like this. He licked Elliot's micropenis and shoved a finger into her bleeding ass. Everyone's ass is bleeding now. Elliot moaned and pushed her crotch in his face hard. He licked, sucked, and bit it until that bled too. They decided Jono's ass was getting quite dirty and searched for a cup. I don't like where this is going. Luckily, Nesta had her Diva cup with her, and it hadn't been washed since she last gotten her period. They filled it with blood and poured it over his ass. Elliot was now getting so wet and bloody that Jono's face was covered in it. More to come. That's where the story ends. I totally want chapter 2. Someone find it for me. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for November 3rd, 2011. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. I want each and every one of you to take advantage of this amazing offer. They've been a sponsor of Distorted View now for, I think we're going on, what, year two or something like that? Just, it really, no other company would ever support this show. So that reason alone, you should shop there. They've got an amazing deal, though. 50% off just about any item. That half off. You find something in their massive 20,000 item catalog. They've got all sorts of dildos, adult movies. Who doesn't like a good adult movie? Or lube. We all need lube. We all need condoms. Come on, people. Blow up dolls, whatever. Lingerie. So even if you are, you know, with someone, you know, they have male masturbators and shit like that if you're by yourself. But if you're actually with someone, you can purchase outfits and shit. 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping. You're not even going to have to worry about shipping and handling. Three free adult DVDs. Yeah, they're going to give you some movies, too, and also a mystery gift. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. Type that in, you'll automatically see all of your savings and all sorts of all your bonuses and shit show up. Again, coupon code FREAK at checkout. Look, Halloween is over with. The next major holiday is Thanksgiving, and you know it's a big gift giving holiday, as you know. So why not bring your relatives some dildos? Aunt Betty could really use a clit stimulator. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Oh, I'm gassy. Yes, if you're not a member of the... I have some residual burps and stuff going on now. Hold on. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View... This is such a professional podcast. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It really does help support the program, helps ensure that this thing goes on for a long, long time. Plus, you get great bonuses. Today, I've got an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. So you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of extra stuff. Plus, tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive program. So sign up right now. We do exclusive shows, extended programs, video casts. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Superfreaksideshow.com. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, got a story from Washington. An Army staff sergeant described by a comrade as, quote, evil incarnate, cut fingers off the corpses of three Afghan civilians, but he had nothing to do with any plot to slaughter those unarmed men for sport, his lawyer said Monday. A court martial opened for Staff Sergeant Calvin Gibbs of Billings, Montana, who's pleaded not guilty to 16 criminal charges ranging from murder to taking the fingers as bloody mementos. Is it odd? I don't really find anything wrong with that. Look, these are soldiers. They're there to fight and kill. And, you know, I want to, if I was there, I'd want to prove, you know, that I fucking killed these bastards. And so, yeah, I would take a finger or something. Come on. The guy's dead. He's not going to need it. He maintains that, as far as he knew, the three killings earlier last year were legitimate engagements and that his co-defendants conspired to blame him when they got caught. Quote, what you're seeing in this case is the ultimate betrayal of an infantryman, Gibbs attorney Phil Stackhouse told jurors in the opening statement. And some of the most gruesome allegations to emerge from the Afghan war. Prosecutors say Gibbs and his co-defendants slaughtered the victims with grenades. Shit, that's overkill. And powerful machine guns during patrols in Kandahar. Then dropped weapons near their bodies to make them appear to have been combatants. Oh, they were like civilians. Of the five soldiers charged as part of the so-called kill team within the platoon, three have pleaded guilty and agreed to testify against Gibbs, who faces up to life in prison without parole. I wonder if he wore the fingers around his neck, like, you know, as a necklace on a string. Gibbs, 26, is the highest ranking of those charged. Others in the unit, including some of his co-defendants, portrayed him as an imposing sociopath with little respect for life. Yes, that sounds like our U.S. military, doesn't it? A man who gunned down dogs, threatened fellow soldiers, and who tallied his kills with skull tattoos on his calves. Cuckoo. Another lead figure in the plot, Private Jeremy Morlock, testified Monday that Gibbs played with the corpse. Wait a second. Let me read that line again. Gibbs played with the corpse of his first victim, like using him as like a marionette or something. A teenager, as if it was a puppet. Yes, okay. The jurors were shown graphic photographs, including one in which Morlock stood over the victim's body and held up his head as though he had just bagged a deer. Look, war is hell, people. When you're not, you know, dodging bullets and running for your life, there's probably a lot of downtime. And so, of course, if you finally kill someone, you play with it a little. All right, there's no toys over there in Kandahar. All right, second story we have for you today. A 9-year-old Florida girl. Florida!
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yeah, a 9-year-old Florida girl is facing 4 felony charges after she allegedly threw a tantrum yesterday on a school bus, spit on the driver, threw rocks at the bus, and tossed a patio chair at a cop who she warned, "I will fucking kill you." The child, a 4th grader at the Royal Palm School in Fort Myers, was traveling home when the driver told her to stop eating candy on the bus. The girl became very upset and started yelling obscenities at the driver, Robert Middleton. After threatening to strike other children on the bus, the girl jumped. See, she's on a sugar high right now. She's cuckoo. The girl jumped off the bus, but not before spitting on Middleton. She then allegedly started throwing pieces of asphalt at the bus. When a sheriff's deputy arrived on the scene and ordered the child to stop throwing the asphalt, she replied, "Fuck you, fuck you," the child added then, "Shut the fuck up, I will fucking kill you." After warning that she would hurt him, the child picked up an aluminum patio chair and threw it at me, reported the deputy. After blocking the chair with his arms, the cop restrained the girl, who then attempted to bite my arm and said, "I'm going to kill you, get off of me." The pint-sized terror was charged with battery on a public school employee, resisting arrest with violence, battery on a law enforcement officer, and throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle. The girl was released into her parents' custody last night and placed on home detention for 21 days. So there you are. And finally today, I know a lot of people do not like our president. I get that. But this happens so often, you'd think people would learn. If you're part of a political organization representative of a whole party like the GOP, don't be like doctoring up pictures of Obama with a bullet in his head. It's going to cause outrage, you know what I mean? A Halloween-themed graphic featuring a zombie President Barack Obama with a bullet hole in his forehead provoked widespread outrage and the attention of the Secret Service Monday after a local Republican committee in Virginia used it to scare up interest in Halloween parade political activities. The montage, a banner on a mass email, mingles seasonal images including a jack-o'-lantern, a disfigured U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi, and a throng of flesh-hungry zombie Obama supporters. The poster of a rotting undead Obama with a bleeding large caliber hole an inch above his right eye prompted Democrats to cry foul and Virginia's Republican governor to denounce it as shameful and offensive. "This is a disgusting and violent portrayal of the President of the United States," said Democratic Party of Virginia spokesman Brian Coy. Governor Bob McDonnell, through spokesman J. Tucker Martin, called on the GOP to apologize for their actions and to immediately ensure that such imagery is never used again. Virginia GOP Chairman Pat Mullen said such an image has no place in our politics ever. Apparently, some individuals have interpreted an image of Barack Obama that appeared within the email as intending to portray the president as a victim of a violent crime. Yeah, you know, the gunshot wound to the fucking head. Nothing could be further from the truth, and we deeply and sincerely apologize to the president and anyone who viewed the image if that was the impression that was left, said Loudoun County GOP Chairman Mark Sell. There was no reply from Sell to a follow-up email seeking an alternative explanation for the nickel-sized hole in Obama's forehead. So there you are. They just hate him. That's why we did it. It's just funny because, you know, the idea of someone shooting Obama in the head is hilarious to us. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. God damn it, I just realized today is the 2nd, not the 3rd. I think I said the 3rd earlier. I'm just getting so frustrated. I'm gassy, I've got the wrong date. I missed a show yesterday, and I think that's what's screwing me up date-wise. All right, whatever. Let's just do some voicemails now. I'll try to keep the burping to a minimum.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 34-year-old near death from
Yes, I'm so glad to hear from CJ. I get worried when I don't hear from him.
I'm just calling to check in.
Thank you.
Doing fine.
Thank you.
Love the show. Somebody called in a while back and asked for specifics about my situation. What I have basically is metastatic malignant stage 4.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad.
Melanoma.
And how many stages are there? Like 40?
And I'm taking an investigational chemotherapy medication right now that's holding it at bay. It's not making it go away. It's just holding it from spreading.
Yeah, well, I guess that's
so,
good.
Yeah, the medication was only supposed to work for about 6 months, but I've been taking it for about 16 months. I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Other than that, love the show, Tim. Keep up the good work.
That's awesome.
And that's it. Bye.
There's all sorts of crazy medicine out there that's not approved yet or in trials and shit. Could save your life. That's what I had to add to that. I don't know. I guess I didn't really need to say that.
Good, Timothy. Primarily, this was going to be a political rant that I was going to try and make funny, but instead, unlike most freaks, I realized sometimes I'm just not fucking funny. So instead, I'm going to just...
I wish I would realize that.
...a point that I've been wanting to cross with you for a while. I don't know what the size of your cock is, and I don't know what size cocks you enjoy, because I'm pretty sure you're a top anyway. But there have been commercials out recently for the Trojan Ecstasies, and I personally am large enough to fit into a Magnum, giggity. But the problem that I'm running into...
What is the, I have a question for you. Like, what is there a size that you should... like? Is it more about girth? Are the Magnums more about length? You know what I mean? Like, and if so, what is the minimum requirement to get into a Magnum?
The Trojan Magnum Ecstasies. I don't know if the regular ones are like this. But it doesn't matter what fucking orifice you stick the Magnum Ecstasy into, whatever it gets pulled out from smells like fucking garbage. It literally, it just fucking reeks. It smells like you fucked a carrier for 3 fucking hours straight.
But does it feel good?
It doesn't fucking matter. Not only will it make her pussy tingle, but it'll also smell like rotten fucking hot dogs for the next fucking 24 hours. Because again, if you try to fuck her with anything else...
The name Trojan Ecstasy sounds a lot better than Trojan Dumpster or something.
It'll still reek. And I don't know what the fuck it is. And it smells so bad. I just wanted to make sure that you don't make the same mistake I did.
Well, I won't. And so... when you whip out the condom, you're probably, you're in the mood and you're just looking to fuck, so you're maybe not paying attention, but do me a favor and pull out one of those condoms and give it a sniff before you stick it in somewhere. Maybe it's just the condom that smells. It's weird to think that it's the condom mixed with whatever juices are in the orifice that you're sticking it in. Like, there's some sort of chemical and odor reaction.
Hey, it's me, Alex. I'm just calling in just to say that our question is for the freaks. Do the freaks have anything that bugs them at work? Like being told a certain way or anything like that? Any little quirks that really piss them off?
Example?
Share your stories. Also, Tim, your being a Sideshow hasn't really been keeping you sane. Hey, lazy fuck wants. Become a Sideshow member already.
Yeah.
Please.
Come on.
Tim needs it. You need it. It helps.
Yeah.
Bye.
You need it, I want it. Flea Market, Montgomery. What?
This is Sideshow member Porn on the Vanity, and I was wondering, why can you not have a Ohio meetup for your Ohio freaks? Because last time...
I'm afraid to do it. I don't think there's that many out there.
Because last time I met...
It would crush me to go to a meetup and there'd be like 3 people there. I just can't face that type of meetup.
You said that you didn't think you had any, but I know that you have at least like... 15. So you should totally
have that one. Wouldn't be so bad. If they actually, like, if I had a meetup and there were like 25 people there, I wouldn't feel as bad, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how many, like, I don't know what's acceptable. Like, what would be a good number that wouldn't be a disaster? And I don't know.
Hey, Timmy, guess the fuck what? I was listening to your show and the voicemails in your bitch know about how Herman Cain was talking all about 999 and how that was 666. Well, guess the fuck what? When I first heard that, I was like, oh, great. I bet that someone's going to be calling him out on it being 666.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
you apparently have not been watching the debate, which is essentially a fucking circus right now. But during the debate before the last one, as in like the one before Las Vegas, Michelle Bachmann interrupted and was like, oh, if you actually look at this plan, it's 666. The devil's in the details. And then everyone proceeded to ignore her because she's irrelevant and retarded.
Right.
But yeah, so apparently someone has in fact called his ass out on public TV during a debate.
Yeah, but it was Michelle Bachmann.
Chicken Tim, it's the Lifetime Sideshow member Marie from DC calling.
Oh, hi, Marie.
I wanted to offer my congratulations on 5 years of the Sideshow. And I was just thinking, instead of giving us prizes, it would be awesome if you gave us Lifetime Sideshow Freaks our free shirt.
I know. Shut up. I hate when people bring that shit up to me. I will do that. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tim. Just wanted to tell you something.
The problem is, and it's just going to sound like an excuse, but I moved earlier this year, and it was right after I got the shirts in, and so I was sending stuff out, and then like a month or two later, I moved, and I never got around to sending some of the Lifetime member shirts out, or whatever.
Hi, my name's Courtney. I just wanted to call and tell you, read this note to you that I found. It's from a prisoner, found it. My friend found it in her house when she first moved in.
Okay.
This is how it goes.
Sounds good.
Hey, beautiful. What good? Girl, been bored. Wake up. Hopefully they make me a court date pretty soon. If they don't call in or go in by November 15th and see what's going on, I want to get out so bad. I just tired of being here. Did you ever told your sister that she was on the visited already? Don't lie to her. You should have your sis print out the direction to get there Thursday. Because you and family don't know where you're going at. I hope you have a good family thing and tell me about it. And whenever you come back, tell your sister and mom and grandma I say hi. And tell your dad thank you. And I've been writing him soon.
Oh, very nice.
I have a good visit today, Saturday. Girl, I couldn't stop kissing those beautiful and soft lips of yours. I want to rape you a visiting room. And I didn't care who.
Wait, what was that?
Kissing those beautiful and soft lips of yours. I want to rape you a visiting room. And I didn't.
You know, when a convicted felon who is behind bars writes to you and says, I want to rape you.
Didn't care who.
It's not sexy.
Watch us.
Frightening.
Make sure you get those outfit and boots that you want to. Remember, I asked you to get that one outfit too. Sexy outfit. You know what I am talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a couple weeks ago. We need to get couples of bottle of whipped cream and maybe strawberry or cherry, whatever you like. Like that song, Smiley Face. Want to squeeze that fat ass of yours and pulling your hair while I do my fog thing. Licking and sucking your pussy, licked around of your click. So you nut in my mouth and go down my throat. Tastes so sweet. I want to lick on your nipples and grab on your boobs and squeeze them. I want to pour 151 on you.
Sure.
And lick you from head to toe while we walk around the hotel butt naked. Swing my dick in your mouth while you're sucking on my big hard black dick and doing the 69 and I playing with your click at the same time and licking and sucking your butthole all night long and doing some lines. Can't wait. Call Hampton in, ask them about how much it's going to be. Okay, baby. But anyways, I forgot to tell you. Don't forget about my sandals. That's the end.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much for reading that to me. This is like, the first time in the history of Distorted View, I don't mind the voicemail call being over 2 minutes in length.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Short here.
That was a great one.
Obviously, you have not been paying attention to the Republican debate.
Yeah.
Because if you were, you know, Michelle Buck.
Yeah, I know now.
Hey, poor Mo, man. I'm sorry, life's so tight. Hey, poor Mo.
I can't listen to this.
Damn. This is the white man in Alaska.
White man.
Don't hang up. You know how you were saying that a weatherman should be a high lift occupation? Well, they are technically meteorologists.
That's true.
You are a podcaster.
That's true. good point there. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
Hit it, baby, hit it!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the... Oh, I guess I won't see you back tomorrow because it's another Sideshow exclusive program tomorrow. I'll see you back to end the week on the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bernice and Joy, tell everyone which power wheelchair got you to the Grand Canyon.
I'm around.